Once she lived over it. But it was pretty dangerous.
When you eat something that you don't agree with, that doesn't agree with you, you say you have to. Makes you sick where? Sick?
It's your stomach. Is that what we're talking about?
Sick at your stomach?
Right. Well, yeah, are you? See, it hurts me all over. If I can eat, you take dried beans, cook them, you know, to eat, or onions. I can eat them and then have a stomach ache for 2 or 3 days.
Onions make you?
Yeah.
You say onions make you sick?
Oh yeah, it causes cramps in my stomach. Gas. And so I'll get sick in my stomach from eating, if I eat very many onions. I mean, you know, eat, I can eat just a little slice and get by. But if I eat a half an onion, I'm in trouble. Big trouble. Well, I just don't do it.
When folks do that, they say, drink too much whiskey or something, you know, they say they do what? They have to go out. The crude words they use, man, they say,
wrong, yeah.
Puke, that's what
I'm saying.
Yeah, most of us boys back when I was a teenager, we try that out, you know. We get too much of it, we have.
Yeah.
Well, as more as if we happen to, as after my father's killed, if we happen to, you know, take a drink or get sick on it, we never would let him come home in front of her mother. Because she, even if we were about grown, she'd have whipped us. And they used to have what we call square dances up here in these hills.
Really?
Oh,
tell me about them.
They was, it was just something people really enjoyed, the old timers, you know. I went through many square dances. That's where I got too much whiskey one night. Well, I went home with a man here in town. His wife was visiting her parents, and just he and I was there by ourselves. And the next morning, he tried to cook us some breakfast and started into it. And just the scent of that now. In other words, we both had our head in the old fireplace over there vomiting at the same time. And that was the next morning, after the night before that. And here's the funny part of it. My brother knew what was wrong with me, and his friend of mine stayed on that. It was him at night, out here in his house. When I come dragging in here the next morning, my brother told Mom that I'd stayed all night with Arville that night, but he didn't tell her what was wrong with him. And I'm telling you what, of course I didn't own no car back then. We didn't. I had to walk about a mile and a half home. And I come in the house here, I was just about dead, you know. It's what you call a hangover. And mother said, "Son, what's wrong with you?" Oh, I said, "Mom, I think I might have the flu."
She put her hand to you.
Oh, yeah, she wanted me to go to bed. And of course, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I looked over at my brother and this other boy that stayed on that room because they both knew what I'm telling you what, their faces just bloated. They just wanted to laugh so bad, you know. But they never did. We pulled that over Mom a few times. Because we wasn't bad now.
Yeah.
That's the only time in my life that I can think of that I had to do that, stay away from home, because I had, it got tight. Well, my sister lived down here in this old house, and my younger brother, my baby brother, he got too much fun that, which he just sociable drinking, you know. He wasn't, you know, he didn't fool with it much. Instead of bringing him home, we took him down to my sister's, keep my mother from finding out. So she worked yoga.